Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. The American Theater Wing's 76th Annual Tony Awards will be presented this Sunday, June 11th. And choreographer Jennifer Weber is twice nominated for her work on the musicals And Juliet and K-pop. Weber has collaborated with Disney Plus as an executive producer and choreographer for a new film version of the hip-hop Nutcracker, a project she conceived, co-wrote, and directed first as a stage show that tours annually and was captured as an Emmy-winning PBS special. Her film directing debut, While You Were Gone, which she wrote, directed, and choreographed, premiered at the prestigious Dance Camera West Festival and won a 2022 Emmy for Outstanding Arts Entertainment Short-Form Content. Jennifer Weber is an Olivier Award-nominated, Emmy Award-winning, and now twice Tony Award-nominated choreographer and director for stage and screen, and she joins us now. Welcome to the Roundtable.
Thanks for having me.
I want to congratulate you on your two Broadway debuts and two Tony nominations for those debuts. What an incredible year it has been for you.
It really has been incredible. I am so grateful for all the amazing people I got to work with, and just this whole experience has been so joyous and momentous.
How did you get attached to these two productions? We're going to go back and learn more about you in a minute, but let's talk about these two shows. How did you become attached to the two Broadway shows, and what did it mean to you to open two shows on Broadway so close together? And was Broadway a goal of yours?
I think Broadway was something I experienced as a child. Like, my mom took me to see A Chorus Line on Broadway when I was like about 8 or 9. And I just fell in love with theater. I didn't understand it at that time that I could actually do something like that. It just seemed like something like magical humans do, not something like real people do.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of started as a choreographer in more like the commercial and concert dance space. And I got attached first to K-pop, which I actually worked on for about 8 years, first as an off-Broadway show and then bringing it to Broadway. And kind of funny, I got in sort of connected with Anne Juliet from somebody who had seen my work in the off-Broadway version of K-pop. So it's just, you know, it sort of shows you how like your work just can like bring you to new places.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your choreographic, if that's a word, approach. How do you begin a project? What do you put into it? What do you want the dancers you work with to feel or experience as they work on a piece of yours?
I think for me, you know, especially working in theater, it's always about the story and the characters and how we can use movement to express emotion, how we can use movement to like bridge the gaps of what's not said in the text, and how we can use movement to really make the actors have a certain feeling that helps them, you know, in the moment of the play that they need to tell a specific part of the story. Like, how can the dance help them tell that story? And really, you know, with a lot of the shows I do, they're really big and joyous and energetic, and I want the actors to feel that way, and I want the audience to feel that way.
How strict are the moves for the types of dances that you create for pieces like this, or do the dancers have room to explore their own movements and express themselves?
You know, it really depends on what the project entails. So on a show like K-pop, it's very specific. It's very genre specific, and there's not really any room for interpretation. Whereas on a show like Anne Juliet, there's definitely space for a variety of movers on stage to like kind of give it their own heartbeat, their own energy, so that it sort of feels more like it's coming from the cast as opposed to coming from the choreographer.
You mentioned that your mom took you to see A Chorus Line, which is, of course, a very dance-forward show, to be something that hooked your interest early. How did you realize that real people could become choreographers or dancers in that capacity and pursue your goals?
When I was in college, I went to University of Pennsylvania. I started a sort of like a student-run dance company called Strictly Funk. And that was when I started getting into choreography. And then when I graduated, I moved to New York and I thought, you know, it's so easy. You just like get all your friends together and make dances and then you get jobs. And of course, it's not easy. It takes so much more than that. But, you know, I just sort of started. And like, there's no real path, you know, to becoming a choreographer. It's not like, you know, other careers where you have like a very specific pathway that like brings you from like point A to point B. Like, I think being an artist is a very roundabout path. And, you know, as I just kept working, I kept getting more opportunities and meeting more people and, you know, just finding myself in crazy situations and always saying yes as much as I could to things that I, even if I didn't know exactly what it would be like to do something, I would just always say yes and try my best.
Speaking of saying yes and going, what has been the scariest thing you've accepted, the most unknown thing you've accepted so far, and how do you then begin working on it to prove to yourself that you are going to be able to do it?
I would say, to be honest, the craziest thing that I did was create some choreography for Baryshnikov for the Hip Hop Nutcracker. And, you know, he's obviously a legend of ballet, which is not a style I'm super familiar with. But getting to work with somebody who's as iconic as that, you know, you have to trust yourself. You know, you trust all your experiences and what you do and the energy in the room. And I think so much of making art is about the energy and the vibe in the space and how that inspires you. And when you get to work with an icon like Baryshnikov, it's just very inspiring.
How did that happen that Baryshnikov was connected with you for the new version of the Hip Hop Nutcracker?
He had actually seen a video of the stage version that we did as a capture for PBS. Mm-hmm. And he actually reached out to me because he loved it so much. And then he asked me to choreograph for his gala. And then we just sort of built a relationship. And so when I was doing the Hip Hop Nutcracker, I had to ask him to come be a part of it. But I hadn't actually choreographed on him before. We had only been sort of like in the room together, but not like in that same way where it's really me being like, and this is the step.
Yeah.
So that was the first time we really got to do that, was for the Hip Hop Nutcracker.
That's incredible. Anne Juliet is running at the Stephen Sondheim Theater currently. Unfortunately, K-pop closed early, so people can't see it now. But the music in Anne Juliet is familiar. It is Max Martin's songs, number one hits that a lot of people know, a lot of which have iconic music videos. Did you eschew that past choreography to create all of your own, or did you want to reference some of the iconic dances that accompanied the music in previous iterations?
When I was creating the choreography for Anne Juliet, of course, some of those songs have like very iconic movement. But the thing is, because we're using the music in a completely different way, like that movement really wouldn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had to kind of let go of like what people would recognize of those songs and really make sure we were staying true to that moment in the story and how, you know, how that song plays within the context of the show. The one exception is there is definitely like a very iconic boy band move mm-hmm. in the show, which is a very special moment, which you have to come see the show to really understand and celebrate, but it gets quite a big response.
I bet it does. These shows opened last fall and then the Tony nominations are announced in the spring. What did it feel like that morning when your work was recognized by the American Theater Wing?
I mean, it was such a crazy morning. I was, of course, so nervous. And then to hear my name along with some of my absolute choreography idols, and then to hear my name twice, it was just mind blowing, you know, just such an honor to see myself, you know, on that list of people I really respect and look up to. You know, it was amazing.
I know from being invested in theater as a audience member, and obviously as sometimes I get to interview people about it, that there are a lot of, between the nominations and the Tony Award ceremony, there's a lot of events and photo shoots and luncheons and things where people often nominated in the same category are kind of hang out. Have you been hanging out with Susan Stroman and Casey Nicola and the other nominees?
I did get to meet Susan Stroman at a party. It was pretty awesome. She said such lovely things about my choreography, and I said lovely things about her choreography. It was just like a great love fest because, you know, like, theater really is a community, and even though the Tony Awards is a competition, it's really much more of a celebration of all the work and all the things we've all done this season. So it doesn't feel like we're all, you know, trying to like sneak behind each other's back.
Right, right.
It really does. Like, the theater community really feels like a place where everyone is welcome and everyone is just encouraging each other to do their best. Because, you know, ultimately, like, theater is a very collaborative art. And so, you know, whether we're in rehearsal room or at the Tony nominee luncheon, you know, it's like we're all just encouraging each other and our industry to succeed.
What have you been working on recently, or what do you have coming up that you're allowed to tell us about?
I wish I was allowed to tell you, but I did just do in my crazy journey of doing projects that really challenged me. I just set a ballet on the Tulsa Ballet.
Wow. And
it's just been so interesting to continue to work in ways that like sort of mash genres together. And I love like working in a space with people who come from completely different backgrounds than I do, and just seeing what happens when you know, merge two worlds together and make something totally new. So I had a really amazing time working at Tulsa Ballet and making a brand new ballet for them that, you know, kind of merges my style and their styles together into something that's super unique that people haven't seen before.
Choreographer Jennifer Weber is nominated for 2 Tony Awards for her 2 Broadway debuts this season, And Juliet and K-Pop. And Juliet is now running at the Stephen Sondheim Theater on 46th Street in New York City, and the Tony Awards will be given this Sunday night. To learn more about Jennifer, you can visit jenniferwebernyc.com, and that link will be posted on our website along with this interview. Jennifer, congratulations again. It's been a delight to speak with you, and have a
Thank
great
you.
Time on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Take it, but you're wrong.